Greetings. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we endeavor to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary organization that itself endeavors to organize, to come together for freedom, justice, and equality. And it's going to take the mind of God. It's going to take the mind of Christ. It's going to take the mind of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Allah, Ilah, and Yahmeh. It's going to take that elevated mind to come together, because there's so much division among us. Our beautiful sister, Venice, is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. And you may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. And today's recording date is November the 14th, 2010. And as we always do, as we customarily do, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High. So we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Father, the Almighty Father, is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, our beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, is chokmah. It's a feminine word denoting a feminine entity. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother conceives. Holy Spirit has to be feminine, has to be the mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother collectively as well. Mother of the universe, mother of creation, as Father is Father of the universe and Father of creation and the Father of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our Mother, the Holy Spirit, is Ruach HaKadosh. That word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word Ruach is feminine, denoting a feminine entity. In the African Arabic language, the name of our Mother Holy Spirit is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. That word Illa is also an African Hebrew word. That word is feminine. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illa Illa Ha Il Allah. You hear Illa three times, Allah one time. You hear Illa the Mother three times, Allah the Father one time. Mother Holy Spirit in Egypt was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So I greet you, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Hebrew revolutionary black Messiah, Jesus Yahshua the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I Selassie I Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari I, Haile I Selassie I as Jesus Christ's new names. In these last days of judgment in Babylon, Babylon being this last day wicked American empire. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my personalities, our personalities, thereby making your and my names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would come in new names. These new names, these ones, sisters and brothers, who are willing to rise up and stand for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, manifest Christ within our person, because we are all, or all of us are, divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine universe, this divine creation, in the divine physical realm, in this divine human body. So we are thankful to the Most High. And now what we are doing, we are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet reading this wonderful African science of revolution given to us by and through our Lord and Savior, the African revolutionary Messiah, Jesus the Christ, given to his disciple, the African apostle John. And we are yet, we want to start as we do with current affairs, current issues, and look at them with the philosophy or the concept of the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation coming from the Greek word apocalyptos, which where we get our word apocalypse, which has to do with the uncovering of falsehood with truth, the falsehoods told to us by this wicked Babylon system, this wicked American empire told to us by the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. So Jesus, which means justice, and Christ, which means the anointed crusher, comes to give us the truth that would uncover the falsehoods given to us by the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. Now these current issues and affairs that I share with you come from Democracy Now, by and large. And I always have Democracy Now in my summary page. So, on Monday, November the 8th, one of the leading stories, not a headline, but the leading main story, was the covering of Barack Obama's, President Barack Obama's visit to Asia, India and Indonesia later, Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez dealt with this issue, and they told us the real truth concerning Barack Obama's visit, the purpose concerning Barack Obama's visit to Asia. It was not for peace and love and all that type of and all of that. It was for big business. It was for arms deals, not poverty. It says big business and arms deals, not poverty, was top Obama's agenda in India. In other words, at the top of Obama's agenda in visiting India was big business and arms deals, not poverty. You recall Dr. King talking about how he felt in visiting India and seeing all of the abject poverty in India. And you that have studied the history of India know about the Dalit people. These, all of India, the original people of India are African people. There was an invasion of Europeans, and so you have light skin and all the way to pitch black. But there's a group of the black, the dark skins, that are called the Dalits. And these, and the word Dalit means untouchable, because they are considered untouchable because they are black, they are African, they are the poorest in society. And so Dr. King talked about being moved to compassion after looking at the condition of poverty in India and the idea and thought of wanting to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Obama doesn't have that feeling. Obama didn't mention poverty. He's talking about big business and arms deals. As a matter of fact, a lot of corporate CEOs were ahead of Obama in India having a large conference. And when Obama landed in India, these corporate CEOs and heads met him at the airport, because all of this was planned and orchestrated for big business, mineral resource corporations, and arms deals. Make India a force to crush revolution and to crush poor people. So that's what Obama was doing in India. He claimed that he's going to make 50,000 jobs or create 50,000 jobs through this $15 billion defense and trade deal with India. But these jobs are not living wage jobs. These jobs are not the kind of jobs that have been leaving America for decades. And besides, this is only to bolster the corporate CEOs and mineral corporations and the arms manufacturers. Also on Democracy Now!, some other interesting, not headlines, I'll get to some headlines in a minute, but leading stories. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your Minister of Information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. Today's recording date is November the 14th, 2010, Sunday. On November the 9th. That's the one I want? No. I want November the 10th. democracynow.org. A journalist by the name of Nir Rosen, I believe he's written a book called The Aftermath, Following the Bloodshed of America's Wars in the Muslim World. This Caucasian brother was interviewed. His name is Nir Rosen, by Amy Goodman. It's either Amy Goodman or Juan Gonzalez, or both, or one of their other hosts. And he talks in detail about how all of this bloodshed and fighting going on in Iraq and Afghanistan has in reality been created by America's military, by America's presidents, by, and I'm adding this, America's multinational mineral and resource corporations. You hear about the bombings in Iraq, Christians being attacked in their churches. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, reminded us about a week ago that this was not occurring under Saddam Hussein. This was not happening under Saddam Hussein. And George Bush, and I hope to mention him today, but if not today, on the next recording. George Bush is touring, writing a book, Decision Points, something to do with decisions, the presidential decisions that he has made. George Bush wants to clean up his reputation because he knows that he was an absolute liar and the CIA were liars and all the intelligence people that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction were liars. And we all know that he is a liar and that this was all for resource and mineral corporations. Russ Baker, writing in his book The Bush Dynasty, reminds us that even before George Bush became president, he, in a dictate to one of the ghost writers of one of his previous books, said then that he wanted to invade Iraq because war presidents are written better of in history than presidents who do not go to war. So we know that this was all about oil and mineral resources. And George Bush wants to cause us to believe that the world is a better place without Saddam Hussein. Now, Saddam Hussein was not a good guy. But who was Saddam Hussein working for? Saddam Hussein got his start working with the CIA way back, I believe it was, in the 50s. And with the CIA, Saddam Hussein attempted to assassinate the president of Iraq at that time. I believe that the assassination attempt was not successful, but that began Saddam Hussein's long career working with the CIA, working with the multinational mineral and resource corporations of America and Europe, and subsequently Israel. And so who is the bigger boss? Saddam Hussein is a little punk boss. That the bigger boss, which is America, working on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, they can get rid of Saddam Hussein anytime, and they did so when they got ready. So the world is not better because Saddam is gone, because his bigger boss, which is America, Europe, and Israel, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, are yet in operation. And we, as the Christ people, have been risen to come together and with the knowledge of the Most High, overthrow the wicked power of the wicked ruling class. So, Neil Rosen, Wednesday, November 10th, 2010, Democracy Now! There was another head story that I wanted to get. Oh, if this is not in the headlines, but one of the head stories, Thursday, November 11th, on Democracy Now! Obama Deficit Commission criticized for proposals to slash Social Security and Medicare. Sisters and brothers, did you think that Barack Obama would put together a commission that would propose to slash Social Security and Medicare? Sisters and brothers, did not George Bush try to dismantle the Social Security system when he was the president, George W. Bush? Did we not rise up? Did not the AARP rise up, the organization that deals with the elderly, sisters and brothers in America? Why are we not rising up now? The whole American discourse, political discourse, has shifted way over to the right. Barack Obama and the Democratic Party are now talking like outright Republicans. It's no longer a Democratic Party. The Democratic Party They do not adhere to the democratic platform and principles. They do not adhere to the liberal philosophy. And the word liberal is not a bad word. It is rooted in liberation. And so the Democratic Party has shifted all the way over to the right. There's no left. There's no center. There's no center left. There's no center right. It's only right wing, Republican, conservative, racist, xenophobic rhetoric that we hear. Talking of slashing Social Security and Medicare. Let me go ahead and go to some of the headlines called from Democracy Now. The United States deploys armed drones to Yemen. See, we are supposed to be Christians. We're supposed to be Muslims. Or we're supposed to be Hebrews and Jews or Buddhists or Hindus or Rastafari or whatever religious affiliation we have. We're supposed to be members of the NAACP, National Urban League, New Black Panther Party, Nation of Islam, African People's Socialist Party, whatever organization we belong to. Can we tolerate that under Barack Obama, the United States is deploying armed drones to Yemen? You heard recently of a so-called package being sent from Yemen to, I think, Germany or England that could have exploded over America somewhere. False flag operation. Don't believe it. Because all this does is justify the fact that it was already planned to send armed drones into Yemen to kill and destroy poor people for land, wealth, and resources. That's what it's all about. These are false flag operations created by the CIA, the MI6 and 5 of England or Britain, and the Mossad of Israel. Could have been a real bomb created by them, or could have been a fictitious story, a fictitious narrative created by the intelligence agencies of America, Europe, and Israel, causing us to be afraid so that we may be maneuvered into supporting what we know are lies and falsehoods. So with the revelation of Justice Jesus, the revelation of the anointed crusher Christ, we uncover these truths. U.S. drone strike kills 14 in Pakistan. More killing and more destruction of the human family, causing us to believe that Pakistan is full of terrorists. Well, we know that the terrorist is the military of America, Europe, and Israel. And we don't all the way blame the soldiers, but we look at the leaders, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the heads of government, the heads of financial institutions, the heads of educational institutions, the heads of the multinational resource and mineral corporations who send our beautiful young people all over the world to kill poor people, to kill men, women, and children, so that the corporations can come behind and take the land, the wealth, and the resources. We cannot any longer remain quiet concerning these wicked atrocities. A number have expressed concern about the legality of our uses of force in Afghanistan and elsewhere with respect to use of force and targeting light detentions. The United States is committed to ensuring that all of our actions fully comply with the rule of law. This fellow named Harold Coe, who's a spokesperson for the military, for America, is lying when he's trying to say to us that they are in full compliance with the rule of law. They are not. It is considered the view of this administration that United States targeting practices, including lethal operations conducted with the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, comply with applicable law, including international humanitarian law. Harold Coe is lying. He's telling us falsehoods, and we should know this by now, and this should not be a surprise to us. We should be able, with Jesus Christ, with justice, with the anointed crusher, to be able to see through this wickedness. Pro-democracy groups boycott Burmese election. The Burmese military, junta, is claiming victory in the nation's first elections in 20 years. Pro-democracy groups tied to the imprisoned Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi boycotted the polls. And this nation in Asia called Burmese, I believe used to be called Myanmar, is one of your narco states, supported by America, Europe, and Israel. And they run the drugs and do the money laundering. And although Hillary Clinton criticized the election process, we know that she is not serious. She is not serious about justice. She's a spokesperson on behalf of the Obama administration, and the Obama administration and the Democratic Party and Republican Party are working on behalf of the wicked multinational mineral and resource corporations, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. The United States unemployment rate remains at 9.6. The nation's official unemployment rate remains at 9.6, even though the private sector added 159,000 jobs in October. The Economic Policy Institute reports that if the rate of job growth were to continue at October's rate, it would take 20 years for the economy to return to pre-recession unemployment rates. There are a total of 26.6 million workers who were either unemployed or underemployed last month. We say like Dr. King, amend the Constitution to guarantee full employment to all American citizens. Did you know that that's what Dr. King talked about? A constitutional guarantee to full living wage employment. It can be done. It must be done. We must demand this of the government of America. We must demand this of the Obama administration or any administration, whether Democratic or Republican. We must organize and come together and demand this from the corporations, and demand that the corporations do right by the American citizens, do right by citizens overseas and abroad on the international scene, and demand that the corporations do right by Mother Earth. The GOP threatens to cut off money for Obama healthcare plan. Now, we know that the healthcare plan was not anywhere near what it should have been. Causes us to buy a product from the healthcare industry. We say, like Dr. King, Minister Malcolm X, the revolutionaries of yesterday and today, Minister Farrakhan, Amalia Shetela, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, we say healthcare is a human right. And so we say that both Democrat and Republican Party are way off base concerning the right of every human being in America and on the planet. And so even though this healthcare plan bill, made law by Obama and the Democratic Party, is nowhere, absolutely nowhere near what God demands and what we demand, the Republican Party wants to cut the money for this shoddy healthcare plan. See how the nation's discourse, the national discussion, is way far to the right? We have to stand up for equal rights and justice, stand up for the human family, and take the conversation back to freedom, justice, and equality. Take the national discourse away from the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the right-wing conservative Republicans. Take it back from the Democrats, who are also right-wing and Republican in mentality. And take the whole conversation back to the God conversation, to the mind of Christ, to the mind of Muhammad, to the mind of Moses, to the mind of Buddha, to the mind of Christ manifested within our person. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.